spaceships are now in range to attack the colonies.
The final annihilation of the life form known as man. Let the attack begin.
See that the humans remain entertained until the end. By your command.
Zed, super moderator for the above top secret domains, and I'd like to thank you for tuning in today. Some of the news that's been dominating the airwaves, obviously, is Hurricane Katrina and the aftermath. And it's been one of the most poorly handled things I think I've ever seen. Complete sham, but we'll have to see how it all plays out in the end, you know. The FEMA group, well, they've got management in their name, but no management in their game, and they've completely dropped the ball on the entire situation. So, we'll see what happens moving forward. My thoughts are with the victims, the families, the people trying to reunite, trying to find food. I know I've made a donation myself, and I've got a spare bedroom downstairs that quite possibly could be taken fairly soon. We'll see how that plays out. In the meantime, the rest of the news, Judge Rehnquist has passed away in his home. I've seen that as a blip on the radar. Interesting to see what'll happen, I suppose, with future appointment, so on and so forth. I also see that actor Russell Crowe, he's reportedly got to pay about $100,000 to one Nestor Estrada, who he struck in the face with a phone after Mr. Estrada wouldn't help Russell call his wife down in Australia. So I just got to say to everybody out there, if Russell Crowe happens to be anywhere around you at any point in the future, I would just say you go ahead and refuse him anything he asks for, because it certainly seems to pay off with Russell's temperament there. That could be quite an easy way to make a little extra cash. Anyways, on to a few other things here. I've noticed that quite a few people wonder what we do as moderators for the above top secret domains, what happens in our daily lives, and how things work out as we're on the beat, so to speak. So I'd like to invite you all to come on patrol with me. Without any further ado, let's go ahead and kick it off.
Mods is recorded on location, as it happens, with men and women of threat enforcement.
Bad boys, what you gonna do, or what you gonna do when they come for you?
All right, well, here we are, lurking around the above top secret domain. We're gonna see what we can find. I generally like to start my day in the new post section, have a look around, catch up on things. I pretty much start at the beginning. Sometimes threads catch my eye. You know, it's a pretty peaceful place, but now and then things get a little active. And so I generally start at the top. That's what I'm doing now. I'm clicking on threads, and I'm going through. And usually I'll read. Sometimes they get a little deep, so I'll scan and go for the quick eye. And whoa, what do we got here, boy? That's a large quote. I think we're gonna have to pull this guy over. Hold on here. Hey there, buddy. We've got a traffic ticket for you. You're gonna have to go ahead and pay the point cost of the fine and try to keep those big quotes down in the future, will you? All right. Yeah, it's never a fun part of the job, but you know, tickets got to be handed out and keep the community safe and peaceful. Moving on, let's roam over to PTS. Always some intense politics going on there. You know, what I do tend to find is there's some trolls over there, definitely. Trolls hang out over there. They're pretty much like crack junkies. And we need to keep a sharp eye on those guys, rein them in when possible. Well, looks like a one-liner in there. You know, sometimes if a one-liner's got something to do with the topic, anyway, we can let that go. But in this case, has nothing to do with the topic at hand, so we're going to have to go ahead and write a quick little citation. Hold on there. Go ahead. Hit him. Yep, bought yourself a little infraction. That's all right. It's just a point cost. Move on. Okay. Oh, hold on here. I see a little alert in the moderator forum here. It looks like Officer Crown is responding to a 1422-7. I'm going to go ahead and back him up there and see what we find. Let me just go ahead and get to that thread. Oh, I see. He's got himself a habitual warrant offender here. We'll just see what kind of backup Officer Crown needs. Oh, it looks like he's got the suspect over on the side there, having a little discussion. Yeah. Well, doesn't look like Officer Crown's going to need any assistance after all. Situation handled. All right, then let's take a quick commercial break and we'll be right back.
Thank you for calling Learn Japanese in 20 seconds a day. Are you ready? Let's begin.
Kujo ga arimasu. Watakushi wa ayatsuri ningyo ga kirai desu. Doki ga shimasu.
To sign up for tomorrow's lesson, please leave your name and number after the beep. Sayonara.
All right, we're back. I want to thank everybody again for tuning in and bearing with me while I mess around with my first ATS podcast. Thanks to Skeptic Overlord for putting this all together, recommending some decent software, which I actually just figured out a couple days ago and mixed all this fun stuff up. So I'd like to encourage all new podcasting people, give it a shot. It's fun and there's a whole lot you can do. So enjoy. Until next time, everybody, I'm out.
Centurion. Okay. You people sit tight, hold the fort, and keep the home fires burning. If we're not back by dawn, call the police.